would you like to talk about, you know, how you first became ill and how you secured a diagnosis of Lyme disease?
Yeah, certainly. Well, I suppose in my case it was slightly complicated. So I go back to April 2007, and I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. That was quite a part to sort of play in my story as well, quite an important part. And because in the treatment of Crohn's disease, they use steroidal treatment,
right,
and immunosuppression as well.
Okay.
But I'm still fit, you know, although now middle-aged. I've always lived in rural areas. I love outdoor life. I
live,
or certainly did. Although, you know, my health was general, you know, Crohn's aside, I was still fit and strong. And
so you were reasonably well, given your condition?
I would say, yeah, certainly a lot fitter than average, even despite.
Right.
And the first thing that sort of that shifted was at the end, toward the end of May 2009, that'd be, I was getting out the bath and I noticed in a mirror that I had a rash on
right.
the shoulder, chest area.
Right.
And I thought it was a bit odd. And a few days later, I mentioned it to my wife. And around about that time as well, I started feeling ill, like just like flu, or weak, achy, not good at all. And it's the first time I've ever been to the GP, apart from initially when I got sent off to sort of be diagnosed and tested for Crohn's disease. But I went down there feeling rotten, I really did, and my GP was very sympathetic and said, oh, you know, it's very bad having a chronic condition and all that sort of thing. And I almost forgot to show my rash. My wife was with me, she drove me down. She said, oh, show me your rash. And so I lifted up my T-shirt and showed this rash, which was, I suppose, at the time was fully 8 inches across, I should think, something like that. It's quite big, like a very big red blush. And without getting out of the chair, and I suppose about 6 feet away, sort of gazed at it, said, oh, it was probably a viral rash, you know, and I thought, oh, right, okay, viral rash. And went off with various sympathies and stuff like that.
So they thought it was a viral rash?
Yeah, so, yeah, obviously with a virus, it would just clear up, you know, and he said, look, you know, if gets much worse or something, you know, let me know. And so I went off just thinking, okay, viral rash. Then I suppose it continued to grow until it was, suppose that took up most, quite a portion of my chest, about 10 inches across or so.
Right.
Quite very noticeable. And but about a week and a half, between 1 and 2 weeks, after I'd seen the GP, again, climbing out the bath, and the redness to it looked even more intense. I got out, that's quite big. But one thing I did notice, I was inspecting it in the mirror, and for the first time I actually saw a lump, a bite mark, it had a black tick head. And, I mean, I've been bitten, as I say, I've always lived in rural places.
So you were familiar with being bitten?
Very much. I mean, 20 or 30 times, I reckon, with ticks.
Right.
And every time I've removed them, I've always broken them off and left the head. And there was a black mark, little bit of a hole, black head in it, and just a little bit of a raised sort of entry point. And
so presumably you started thinking about that, did you? And then
well, although I recognised it as a tick bite, and I have got a recollection, I remember being at work, and I've got an awful habit of, when it's warm, just rolling my fingers around, because the actual bite itself was toward the top of the rash, and I was rolling my fingers around, rolling dead skin and things like that, horrible habit. And but I do remember rolling off what I thought was a like a little round-bodied spider.
Right.
And I love spiders, and I thought, oh dear, there's one killed, you know.
Mm.
I remember just looking at it. But I didn't look again, and of course, thinking about it logically, a spider I would have crushed with the amount of force.
Sure, yes.
But I didn't think to...
So did your symptoms start to, you know, get worse at that point?
I continued not... Yeah, flu-like. It's probably the best description, really. An ache, yeah, achy.
Aching.
Like, yeah. Very fluey, and yeah, so, but I, as I say, I've been bitten by ticks before. I knew nothing at all about Lyme disease, which is a shame. I've lived out, you know, in near wooded areas. I love wildlife, all that sort of stuff, and I love being active. And knew nothing. No one had mentioned it, you know, GP hadn't.
Right. So how did you get from that point in time to realising that it could be Lyme disease?
It's convoluted, really. It did take some time to say that. So I saw the actual initial bite would have been toward the end of May 2009.
Right.
And after that, I suppose, I did have other symptoms. August, I think it was, July going into August, we had a family holiday in France. Energy-wise, was a bit lacking.
Right.
But one thing that stood out, I've played cricket before and for quite a few years, and always had a good throwing arm. And we're on this big deserted beach in France. It was wonderful. It was. And I got a stone, threw it, and the shoulder, my elbow, it's just like I'd really had really bad tennis elbow, but all along my right arm.
Right, so you had painful arm.
Yeah, really, really bad. And I remember that it was so bad that just sort of like lifting it up, just with no weight or anything, and it would hurt the shoulder, the elbow. Yeah, and that was through to like September or so, I guess.
Right.
But, as I went along as well, I had further steroidal treatment. I think I had another two... something like that.
So they were treating you with steroids?
Yeah, not for that. I mean, just because my bowel just wouldn't settle down.
Your Crohn's disease?
Yeah, kept flashing up.
Right.
Just, you know, sort of blood and matter and stuff, horrible. But they would control that with steroid treatment. And the following year, so 2010, in February, I think it was, I was put onto the mecaptopurin to try and control it. It was an immunosuppressant, which was used for leukemia, I think, originally. But I had it in a half dose, I suppose. So, obviously, it's quite a severe drug. And I think very well with it, I have to
say. So you were getting worse, basically?
Yeah, I was getting worse. And with the immunosuppression as well, my energy level, I felt... awful, exhausted, and it built up. The longer I took it, they wanted to get me onto about 100 milligrams or so a day, and the most I could, carry on at work was about 50 milligrams. So I carried on for about 4 months, so that took me on to February, through to about May, I think it was, toward the end of May. I had like an interim GP look after me. She was quite good, I went down with my concerns. This was in late spring 2010, and mentioned about Lyme disease. By that time, I'd looked up on the internet.
Right.
My symptoms and everything, it all
fitted
nicely, you know.
And she was willing to test you?
Not initially. Initially, she said it was rare and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Which made it a bit odd. So, but we did manage to get a test done in the end, and the blood sample was drawn. It was a month or so later. It was June the 24th, 2010. So, about 13 months after I got bitten.
Right. So, nearly more than a year, actually.
Almost exactly 13 months, I reckon.
Right. And what happened with that blood result?
Bear in mind as well, the mecaptopurin I'd taken right up to about 4 weeks beforehand, and got really bad. I had to give up because it made me feel so bad, and I was worried about having to stop working because it affected me that badly.
Yes.
But the results did come back, and it came initially. Temporary GP, she said that it was only slightly positive. It was mostly negative.
Mostly negative.
Yeah, although in the initial serum test, I was positive, classified as positive, and then I was C6 positive. Which
that's the first stage of the NHS test.
I see. And I tested positive under their criteria for immunoglobulin G, IgG.
IgG for Lyme disease, for a Lyme infection.
Yes, although the levels were low, so the lab had marked it no further action required.
Right, so what did your GP make of those results?
I told me it was negative, not to bother, you know, and everything.
They told you it was negative and not to bother?
Yes.
Right, so what happened to you physically after that?
I tried to put it out of my mind a little bit, although I knew I had been bitten by a tick, and, it didn't fully quench that side of my thinking at all. How did I feel? Shortly after that, went on another France holiday. We go to France, or had done most years, we loved France. And I was ill. I spent a lot of time resting. I didn't have the energy to do a lot of things. And toward the end of the holiday, I had a really bad outbreak of a flare-up of Crohn's disease, really quite violent and not very nice. And we got back. And I was told by gastroenterologist department that they were going to put me, basically if it carried on, they're going to have to remove bits of my bowel.
Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I was obviously
dreadful.
A little bit. And
yes.
They said, look, we're going to have to find something that controls it.
Yes.
They put me on another 8-week course of steroids.
Right.
And of course this alarmed me a bit because I'd read that Dr. was it Barascano? He'd said that I found out at that stage that immunosuppression very bad, obviously with a.
Barascano is an ILADS doctor in America who wrote Alternative Guidance for Lyme Disease treatment.
I know he's well respected. At the time, I knew he was well respected, and obviously I was really worried then that by going on because. I might have to be on this the rest of my life,
And you were still thinking about Lyme as a potential...
I was, because I knew my history, And
yes.
I knew I'd been bitten. I had the EM rashes, I knew it.
Yes, of course.
And then the arthritic-type symptoms in my...
Oh, you started
my
getting joint pain as well.
Oh, and the other thing I failed to mention, in the autumn that I was... it was late spring that I got bitten... one day driving to work, I suddenly found it hard to turn my neck. As the other thing, my back from being always supple, good, strong back, and all of a sudden I had difficulties turning my head.
Mm-hmm.
I was pulling out of the junction, just went to turn, and all of a sudden I had to pivot my back to just my neck like normal. And
so,
it continues even worse to this day.
So how did you get from that point in time to actually getting a Lyme diagnosis?
Sure. I went into the post, really, I suppose. It was very difficult.
You went to consultants first, did you? Or?
Yes, straight after, I really sort of grovelled to my GP saying, look, I'm really, I think I've got Lyme disease. Because Dr. Barascano had said, do not give anyone... even vaguely suspected of having Lyme disease, give them like immunosuppression and steroidal treatment as well. And I was on a big course of steroids anyway. So the GP contacted a laboratory and was told, oh, okay. By this stage, it was like 60 months on from the bite, but it was told as a precaution. 2 weeks of doxycycline, 200 milligrams a day.
So they were willing to treat you at that point?
That's the first treatment I had. And I did. All my symptoms got really bad, one after another, within
a
few days.
They got bad.
No one told me about it, but I did look up feeling ill on doxycycline. And,
right.
And it said Herxheimer reaction. You know, yeah, it's Herxheimer reaction.
Right. So that seemed to fit what you'd read about.
As far as I knew, well,
being treated for Lyme.
So that must be killing the Lyme disease. So.
Right.
And so that sort of placated me a fair bit, thinking, okay, obviously I know what they're doing, and then. After, so I went straight from 8 weeks of steroidal treatment, 2 weeks of doxycycline, and then I went on for 12 weeks of heavy immunosuppression with a captopurine. And at the end of the doxycycline course, I was feeling quite bright, I have to say.
So you did feel a bit better?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Right.
After feeling ill through most of treatment, then
yes, when you stopped you felt better.
Yeah.
So from there, at that point you were being treated potentially for Lyme disease,
yes.
and yet obviously you know what happened next. Did you feel the need for further advice or?
Well, it came to a head really because when I was on the heavy course of mecaptopurine to control my Crohn's constant flare-ups. From being, as I say, I felt quite good at the end of the course of doxycycline, and progressively I went from being still pretty active and be able to do my job quite well at work, and I started feeling more ill, more exhausted, and by the time I got to January 2011, that would be, 2011, I was feeling awful. I was barely making it through a day at work. I took the odd day off sick because I felt so awful, so weak. And so I went to the GP again. I think that was probably mid-January 2011.
So that was how many months since you'd been bitten?
Gosh.
Probably about nearly 2 years, actually.
Yeah.
2 years short of 3 or 4 months.
Yes. So, 21 months or something like
mm-hmm.
that. And the doctor, to her credit, she actually put me straight on to a two-week course of doxycycline.
Right.
Again, I had Herxheimer reactions where it's just like rather beefed up symptoms of everything that I'd...
Sure, it made you feel worse.
It definitely made me feel quite a bit worse in a short span of time. One after another of the symptoms, and I remember my eyes hurting, chronic headaches, by this time, going into January, I had lots of tingling sensations, hands, feet, face, and the Herxheimer reactions made it even worse.
Right.
And
so you're getting more symptoms, really?
Yeah, the symptoms were definitely increasing, especially during that strong course of mecaptopurine.
When you were on immunosuppressant?
Definitely, everything.
You were actually getting worse.
I'd be able to struggle along, but, you know, still managed to do a job just about, to being on my hands and knees, you know. I was struggling so bad, it felt so awful.
Yeah, so even though the NHS had actually acknowledged there could be a Lyme infection underlying some of your problems, and they were willing to give you these short courses of antibiotics, actually you weren't getting better.
No. I got markedly worse. And the GP, I went back to the same interim doctor, and she gave me another 2 weeks of doxycycline, 200 milligrams a day.
Right.
And but at the end of that, after being ill, on them, I felt brighter than I had done for a long time afterwards.
So the courses of antibiotics would make you feel temporarily better?
Temporarily.
But in general terms, the treatment that you were given through the NHS wasn't actually dealing with the underlying problems from your point of view?
I was actually given another Lyme test, but unfortunately I've been on strong treatment from the end, toward the end of August the previous year.
That's what immunosuppressant treatment?
Yeah, immunosuppressant,
right.
Steroidal treatment, 2 lots of doxycycline.
Right.
The doxycycline finished a week or so into February, and I was tested, I think, late February, something like that. And the initial, it came back basically negative.
Right, so you had had a positive test originally, which they discounted,
yeah.
And this time after heavy use of, not heavy use of antibiotics, but some antibiotics and heavy use of immunosuppressants,
yeah.
You were actually having a negative test. So how was that test result interpreted?
That was clear. That was it. End of story, really.
What did they actually say to you? You didn't have Lyme infection anymore, or?
I was basically cured. You know, I didn't.
You were cured.
Yeah, pretty much. That was it. It was non-existent.
And how did that make you feel in hindsight? How did that experience? How do you see that experience now?
Frustrated, somewhat angry, very angry, because to a degree. I still wanted to believe in them, I suppose, in a way. But after that, because after 3 weeks of feeling much brighter, having energy for the first time for absolutely ages, even I didn't realise even that you know, since the bite, how bad I'd actually become. And for the first time, I had a bit of energy, but it was so short-lived.
Right, it was short-lived.
And then it came back really strongly after that, and
your symptoms came back strongly.
Yeah, everything came back, and even worse, yeah, even stronger symptoms. And in the end, it got so bad I could only work a few hours of the morning at work. And if it's precious trying to think, I just couldn't do it. And
you couldn't work anymore,
torture,
really.
Absolute torture trying to get through a day.
And did you have to give up work eventually?
Yes. Yeah, it came to a bit of a head where, obviously, I was depended on to do a job, and also so a colleague could have, you know, days off and all that sort of thing as well.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
You know,
so
know when I might be there.
So how do you see that particular experience around being tested the second time, getting a negative result and being told that actually you didn't have Lyme infection anymore? How do you feel about that now?
Well, as I see it, there was no expertise or no personal input or look at my situation at all. In that I had a history, you know, I might as well have made something up, you know, and my history, you know, is like, well, I got bitten definitely by a tick, and even though it's on my GP's records that I had a red rash.
So there's no doubt about your history, your exposure, your symptoms, and you.
And also, I had obviously antibodies for Lyme bacteria, for Borrelia, you know.
So how do you feel about the second negative? You know, the second test that was negative.
It was almost bound to be negative.
It was bound to be negative because
I was continually ill with other things as well, like colds. I had no good immune system.
Right, so you felt your immune system was perhaps being suppressed by the drugs you were taking?
Yeah, it was very substandard.
And so the test being based on antibodies wouldn't have
No, but I mean, it relies on a good immune response, and I couldn't have a good immune response even to a common cold. And looking at that, it was rather worthless, rather pathetic, I have to say, people who profess to be professional people, to actually say, no, forget it, you haven't got Lyme disease, and, not very happy, and after that time, I left work, I then went, I was actually, because of the pins and needles sensations, prickling sensations, in my hands, feet, face, had headaches, feeling very unwell. But the most disabling thing, I suppose, was total exhaustion.
Right.
I couldn't do anything without being absolutely, not just tired, not like normally tired, but like pushing yourself when you've got flu. It's like everything is a massive effort.
Right.
And that's where I became.
And did you get referrals to any NHS consultants that were specialists?
Well, I used, because basically my work sort of said, look, get yourself sorted out. You know, I said, look, put me on to sick pay, basically, and so I could get myself, and they said, okay, you go and get yourself sorted out. So, and then April 2011 to early June, actually, was seen privately under my wife's medical insurance, private medical insurance, through her work, and went to a consultant neurologist.
Right.
About nerve conductivity tests and various other tests, and they all came back, you know, all pretty healthy, you know, and so according to that, you know, I shouldn't be getting the symptoms that I was. And I was also given an MRI scan, total MRI scan, on like spine, and they were looking for like symptoms, possibly MS.
So you had quite expensive detailed tests, neurological tests at this point.
I did, and also in May, for 4 weeks, I went to it was still my GP now, actually. So I've got. Well, I was given a new GP, and he actually put me on 4 weeks of doxycycline, but only 100 milligrams, to see if that would sort of help sort me out a little bit, because he thought, oh, perhaps there is something in this, the fact that I'd responded to antibiotic treatment before.
So they were willing to try a third course of antibiotics, but as I understand it, you're now also receiving some degree of private care for your condition. Could you speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, after the frustrations. Oh, what I have to say is, I did cerebral spinal fluid. I had a lumbar puncture,
right?
And they did a line test on that, and that came back negative. But that was after the 4 weeks of doxycycline.
Sure. So that was also negative.
Yeah, and as I understand it as well. From all the heavy immunosuppression and everything, it takes quite a number of months before your immune system really gets going.
Sure, so it would be unlikely to be...
Yeah,
if you had an active infection, it would be unlikely to be positive given your steroid treatment.
Yeah, very, very low levels. And obviously you've got to have a good response. And mine would have been poor at best, so, especially with doxycycline as well, just a few weeks before. That's done, so unfortunately that has invalidated that test as well. After that, he contacted the lab as well, the neurologist. They said, no, actually has not got Lyme disease. And I was feeling a little bit frustrated this time, and basically the neurologist had been sort of told by the lab that perhaps, oh, he's got Crohn's disease. Oh, Pat, this is the first time actually allowed for my personal situation, that perhaps it's something to do with my Crohn's disease. So they went through a whole load of tests and everything else with a consultant gastroenterologist. So this was also done privately, so everything could be sped up a little bit.
Yeah, so how do you...
Fruitless.
Yes, how do you feel about all of that now, looking back on your history and your case? Do you feel...
Frustrated... angry, oh, frustration. I wasn't treated as a person. They weren't willing to make any allowance for me, look at me, talk to me face to face or anything, you know. It was all done at very arm's length, done very remotely, and as I understood it, the history and symptomology has a far greater meaning than any serology test, any blood tests that are done, because it is unreliable. And it's nice to get a positive test, which I suppose I ought to get to now, after being past pillar to post. And I was starting to feel angry in the end, actually, because... the neurologist, it was quite good. He actually did try something which, so December 2011, I had two courses of infliximab, which is designed to disable part of your immune system that stops inflammation. And although it was sort of a little bit, it did have some effect on my active bowel, it did ease my joints. My joints by this time got worse and worse, and I had sight problems and all sorts of things. I've got things moving in my sight,
Things moving in your sight?
Yeah, lots of little bright dots, and like I can't look. If I look at a blank wall, I can't look at a bright sky. It's quite painful. I'm a bit sensitive to light.
So you've got sort of floaters and
yeah.
things happening with your sight.
Yeah, I can't always take it. Like in my peripheral vision, I see things that move, little flashy movements, and so I can't. Whereas before, I might think I've seen something in my peripheral vision. Now, there's a damn good chance it's just an aberration of my sight.
Yes, so other symptoms basically have developed. So
yes.
What's the basis of your current private treatment?
Okay, I was going to go privately before, but I did give traditional courses of avenues of medicine and understanding in the UK a bit of a go, and it became rather fruitless, really, and... after the infliximab, as I say, it helped the joints, which is quite good, which have now become very bad. But basically, that consultant referred back to the neurologist who talked directly to the lab, and he was told, he's definitely clear of Lyme disease, definitely hasn't got it. He basically told me that, and then he said, well, you could go to a behavioural cognitive specialist and hypnotherapy and all this sort of thing. And it was that time I thought, I'm wasting my time here, really.
So that's the point in time when you went to seek another opinion.
Yes, I did, and it took quite a long time to get an appointment to go to the private...